You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Very good Friday morning to you. Michael McNamara for a Friday edition of All Marine Radio right here on your home for it. The one and only All Warrior Radio Network broadcasting to you live from Studio One. Yeah, in the corporate headquarters. Yep. So welcome on a Friday. If you didn't listen to the show yesterday, first of all, what are you doing? Second of all, listen to it. The first hour is a little bit shortened because I screwed it up. And so it's only about 25 minutes. And then Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenny and I talk about, Iwo Jima. And trust me, you don't want to miss that. Sometimes it's a good conversation. Sometimes it's not a good conversation. That's a great conversation. So if you missed that, by all means, circle back around and listen to that conversation from yesterday. So do that. Happy Friday to everybody. Yeah. The chef's going to join me today. I think I haven't heard from him, but so silence is consent, right? So, he better be there. I should shoot him a text here momentarily. That's going to happen. And I got up yesterday in Denver, made sure the show got on, and then flew back, got here late in the afternoon, about 3 o'clock, picked up Jack and Joe. Well, they were actually here at the house, and kind of unpacked just a little bit and then fell asleep. Which is my custom. For some reason, I haven't been sleeping well lately. So late in the afternoon, man, I'm circling the drain. And fell asleep and then got up. I don't know. Got up, had something to eat about 8:30 at night. Did a little work and then went to bed. As always, happy to be home. And excited next week going to Orlando, Florida. Yeah. Exactly. And the Air Force has a key spouse training and development conference. I'm excited to go do post-traumatic winning there. I don't know what day it is. I probably should. I probably should. Here it is. Sign in registration. General Golding. Oh, I'm going to get a chance to meet General Golding. Yes. Oh. I'm in the death hour. 1 o'clock to 2.5 hours. Yes. I'm excited, man. First of all, I've hardly spent any time in Florida in my life. In fact, I've never spent any time in Florida, like hardly any. I've never spent any time in Florida. And going to go to Orlando. And I got told that, if you're going to go, you need to go in the winter. Summer, Florida sucks, too humid. And anybody who listens to the program knows I'm not a humidity dude. I'm a California guy, man. We don't do humidity here in the Golden State, okay? That's not one of the things that we do. So, I'm looking forward to it. But let me tell you this. Anything that Dawn Gulping does, she is the wife of the chief of staff of the Air Force. Anything she puts together, I'm all in on. So she's been a great advocate for post-traumatic winning, and she dragged me around the country. And so can't tell you how exciting, you know, excited I am to go there and do that. And so be gone get a little bit next week. And I think I've kind of learned how to it takes me a lot of work because I essentially have to do all the programming before I leave. So because once I leave, it's too crazy and things get screwed up. So I've had a little bit of success doing that. Yeah. So hopefully will work out well as I travel and do stuff. Because trying to do the show live and whatnot can be problematic. So I think I've conquered that a little bit. And again, good things. And then where do I go after that? Whereas I had an awesome conversation, I was geeked about it yesterday, with the Sergeant Major of the Army National Guard and the Air National Guard. And his name is Kemper, Command Sergeant Major Kemper. So I spoke with him for about an hour yesterday before I flew out of Denver. And, you know, he's talking about post-traumatic winning and whatnot. And I don't know that he was prepared. I don't know that he was prepared for that. And so by the time we got off the phone, he was like, good God, man, what did you eat for breakfast this morning? I said, no, look, you're going to save lives. I promise you, man. You are going to save lives. And I said, it's the coolest stuff going. It is the coolest stuff going. So, pretty exciting stuff. Pretty exciting stuff. So hopefully, you know, and I told him, I said, look, not only will you save lives, right, in the Guard and the Air Guard, right, but those guys are reservists. They'll go back and they'll take this to their communities. And then you're going to touch communities all over the country. And he got quiet. He went, all right, you're getting me too excited. I said, no, I'm just going to tell you. This thing comes with data now. It's just not me talking shit about it. And he was like, wow. He said, I saw the slides you sent. I said, yeah, that's no bullshit either. And he said, it's pretty exciting because, you know, like everybody else, you know, we try things, but, you know, they tend not to work. And I said, yeah, that's everybody's lament. The president all over, right, he's already campaigning. Not that he ever stopped, right? The rallies that he holds, right, when he holds them adjacent to, right, the Democratic events, pretty crazy. Pretty crazy stuff. How about his pardons? I haven't had a chance. Rod Blagojevich? Really? Like, normally there's a lot of times for people, there's like at least a scintilla of a, you know, right? A scintilla of a sliver. Or maybe a sliver of a scintilla, because I think scintilla is a smaller thing. So a sliver of a scintilla would be really, really small. Of intellectual basis for a pardon. Blagojevich, there is none. Right? There's none. The guy's, he's a crook. Right? Right? But in keeping with nonviolent criminals not having to spend 30 years in prison, right? If we're going to pardon drug dealers and we're going to let them out of jail, why not Rod Blagojevich? All he did was something really, really corrupt and got caught. What about all the people that do that and never got caught? Rod Blagojevich, he didn't invent that system. He grew up in it. I say the same thing about Watergate. Tricky Dick, he did not invent that. He did not break into the, find the psychiatrist, break into their office, discredit them, or threaten to discredit them and get them out of the race. He did not invent that. Right? And that's what he was trying to, they were trying to do with Daniel Ellsberg when they broke into his psychiatrist office, the plumber's unit. Right? And then they did the same thing with the DNC. Yeah, that's Rick. Come on. Tricky Dick invent that? Don't think so. Don't think so. So, pretty interesting stuff. And, you know, the one thing I, you know, to me, the president, you know, I'm not his biggest fan, but he's not afraid. He's going to do it his way, and if people don't like it, right, he doesn't really care. And there's, you know, the people that like him, they love that. They love that. Yeah, well, you know what? All these other people, Barack Obama, George Bush, you know, they're all running around preening about each other, afraid to do anything. And then what do? They do it at the 11th hour on their way out of the door. And they, you know, they do all that kind of nonsense. So anyway, people have continued to send me Iwo Jima stuff. And honestly, it's awesome. Mike Marletto sent me a bunch of pictures of Iwo Jima. I'd seen a bunch of them. There's a few I hadn't, but it looks like they're taken from the window of a CH-46, and they're current. They're the way the island looks today, but it's just cool to see. You know, you've seen it, you know, blasted in pictures from World War II, and now you get a chance to see it in color, you know, and a little bit more detail. And so pretty cool. There's also stuff that the archives have done in terms of digitizing pictures of Iwo Jima, which is pretty cool as well. Had a conversation earlier this morning with Tim Lynch and Jeff Kenney, right? Had to do with Afghanistan, right? The peace deal that supposedly starts tonight. Okay. Now, here's the deal. So, the thing that dooms Afghanistan is their inability to act in concert. Okay? So, Afghanistan is a feudal land, right? Where warlords control the cities. Like the Sheriff of Nottingham shit, right? They rule the countryside, right, from the city. Now, here's what's happened in Afghanistan. So you have warlords that rule the major cities, and that's the way the nation was, okay? Then you had the Taliban that ruled the countryside, and that's the way it works. Now, the Taliban tried to take over the nation, and then you had, you know, war there after the Russians left. So what Jeff and Tim both believe, and I would ascribe to, is that the warlords that run, right, the city states will continue to do that. The Taliban does not have enough strength now that they have their own little city state armies built up to overthrow that. They don't. Okay, and then the Taliban will control, you know, the rural areas. And that's what it'll go back to. So their inability to act in concert dooms the attempt to federalize the nation. Okay? It dooms the it will also doom the peace process. Okay? Because what you want is the Taliban to act as a monolithic organization, and it's not. It is the same as the other side, the pro-government side, in terms of its inability to act in concert in the way a federal organization would act, right? So we believe in the federal government. We sign up to serve the federal government in the military. We believe in Afghanistan. That's not what they believe in, right? I'm from Kandahar, man. I believe in Kandahar. I'm loyal to, right, Jeff Kenney, because he runs the show here, okay? And so the Taliban worked the same way. Like, that guy, we don't care what that guy says. well, we're getting squeezed out down here, so we're gonna blow this shit up. Well, you can't, because it'll screw up the peace process. We don't care. We don't care. They're not going to use this to take advantage of us. So, I said it's the perfect self-licking ice cream cone. The federal government cannot act in concert, so they can't get there as a nation. And the United States has been trying to create something that's never existed in the history of Afghanistan, which is a nation. You know, it has a national border, but that's where it ends. Right? That's where it ends. So that supposedly goes into effect tonight. We'll see to the extent that thing. And again, to quote Grant Newsham, cautiously pessimistic about this whole peace deal. And then the next question is, okay, now what? So do we pull the Vietnamization card out? Peace and start saying shit like peace with honor, which means we're on ass in this motherfucker. We're getting the hell out of here. Right? We are getting the hell out of here. But, you know, so what I think we should do, which is kind of a version of what we're doing now, but it'll be a much smaller footprint, is we say, you know what? We're going to build you a base. We're going to build ourselves a base out in Western Iraq, Western Afghanistan. Okay. In the province of Herat. And it's going to be an awesome base. We're going to have great training ranges out there. And we're going to rotate a couple brigades through here every 7 months. So we'll have a presence out there. We'll have our soft guys out there. We'll have a big airstrip like we always do, right? We'll have a shit ton of drones there. And if we don't like something that's going on, we're going to vote. Okay. We're going to vote with a missile. So just keep this thing between the left and right lateral limit and we'll be all right. But we're out of the business. Okay. We've been here for a long time. We've spent a lot of money here. And so we're scaling all of that back. We're going to be here to make sure that ISIS doesn't, you know, get a toehold here. We're going to stay here to make sure the Taliban doesn't let anybody affiliated with Al Qaeda, you know, come and reestablish themselves here. So that's what we have very limited interests here, right? We want to see the sustainment of the federal government. We want to see an Afghanistan for everybody. But you guys got to figure it out. So we're going to be out here. We're going to have a lot of pools. We're going to have great gyms. We're going to have great video game suites out here. So it's going to be someplace you want to deploy to. You're still going to get paid combat pay. We'll call it hazardous duty pay, right? Not going to be a bad deal as deployments go. Except in the summer when it's hotter than hell out here. But, you know, we'll have air conditioning. We'll deal with it. But we're not going to do the dying anymore for you guys. Okay? You guys are going to figure it out. And we're going to wind down our commitment here. So, yeah. So, again, so what happens when the Taliban thing doesn't go as how long do we prop this thing up before we let them sort it out on their own? Okay, so that's the question. And again, it was a fool's errand to begin with. As it was articulated to me, our ability to do it cheaper and achieve our strategic interest in the region, which is to have a presence and to deny Afghanistan to Al Qaeda, ISIS, blah, 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 right? That's our strategic interest, right? Not the fool's errand of a federalized nation on a piece of dirt that's never known anything close to that in its existence. So it'll be interesting to watch. And again, I quote Grant Newsham as being cautiously pessimistic about the whole thing. So anyway, now it is Friday. Whitney Houston makes this morning official. Good morning to you.
Let's try.
This is dedicated to my next speaking engagement. No, I'm geeked about it. And it's dedicated to Sergeant Major Kempfer that I spoke with yesterday and all the people that have reached out to me to inquire about post-traumatic winning because they've heard of it or they've seen some data about it and they've been told that, yeah, what drove that was this. And so this is in the hope that we can turn this around because to me it's entirely possible. And so this is dedicated to those folks who continue to open doors. And a friend of mine, Brian Fitzgibbons, called me this morning. He's trying to open doors and that ultimately save people's lives. And so there's no higher calling on the planet than to do that. And it motivates me.
Betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think and you don't say it honestly.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives.
Acting or low.
2004,
the failure to act guarantees that the threat will grow and the ultimate cost will be higher. Every day that goes by makes North Korea a more dangerous country. You don't like their behavior today? What do you think it'll be when they have nuclear weapons that can be delivered to American cities? Do you want to wait till then to act, or do you want to act now?
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You gotta win.
All right, time for us to check weather around Marineland and do shithole weather too. Yeah, how about that? Currently it is sunny and 31 in Quantico, Virginia. Yeah, it kind of got cool on the East Coast. It is cloudy and 34. They were bracing for snow in North Carolina. Yeah, I talked to General Furness yesterday. He said just the mention of it shuts things down. He said, yeah, we don't do snow very well down here. 29 Palms warming up. Already sunny in 57. Camp Pendleton. It is sunny in 60. Wow, West Coast warming up. Interesting. Camp Smith in Hawaii, dark cloudy 67. Okinawa, clear dark in 64. Both of those have warmed up. Helmand has warmed up. Dark cloudy. And 61 in Lashkar Gah. In Ramadi, in Iraq, it is dark cloudy and 62 degrees. At the home of All Marine Radio, 57 in Fair, looking for a high of 72. Now, on the shithole weather that I've sorely neglected, right, from Chris Cox in Massachusetts. This is going to really piss David Vacaville off, but this is from Chris. Shithole weather continues its operational tempo slowdown. So David Vacaville would say, slow down. Cox, you don't work. How can it slow down any more than it's slowing down? You spend your days skiing and shit. My 5-pound Maltese is assisting me in a map study today. The picture wasn't supposed to be, believe it or not. And it's a picture of the Maltese at the map of a ski slope. Current position is Webster, Massachusetts. Current conditions, bright and sunny. Currently 16 degrees above zero. Looking for a high of 32. Right? Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 7. Coming from the west in the afternoon. Looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. Chris from Webster out. And this is from Chris. For Dave in Vacaville, we thought Dave would like to know we won't be going to Bali in 2021, but Maui is already booked. Aloha, Ann. I read the same article, so I'm glad it's not my old guy imagination. Here are the dates we'd like. Oh, I don't know if that's for us. That's Chris and Ann. So they're going to, so just so Dave knows, the endless vacation continues. Wayne sent me an email. Mac, did you forget to post the Ewo stuff from yesterday? My response, all the links to all the audio segments are inside the one podcast. Response from First Art. You know, I was thinking you were the dumbass when it was me all along. Not like that's the first time I've been a dumbass. Oh, trust me, right? Look, it's not like I've forgotten to post stuff that I talk about. From Saskatchewan. Good morning and happy Friday, Mac. Finally, Saskatchewan gets a respite from the frigid air. Currently, Churchbridge has clear skies, a temperature of 15, winds out of the west. Winds at 15, 18 degrees, feels like 5 degrees. So the air temperature is 18, winds at 15, feels like 5 above. This afternoon, it is supposed to be sunny, winds out of the southwest at 12. It's going to be the air temperature of 32 with the wind chill of 23. Back from Yorkton, echocardiogram indicated heart function normal. What a relief. Time to park in the garage and let my friend go home. And a picture of Bev's maroon Buick in the driveway with a lunch pail off to the side. In snowy Saskatchewan. So there you have it. From Nancy. Thank God it's Friday, Mac. And a picture of sunny western Pennsylvania. It's 22 degrees. On the way to 36. Winds out of the southwest at 5 to 7. A low of 21 tonight. In the 40s over the weekend for a wine fest on the lake. Wine fest on the lake? Snow on the ground outside my window, but not at the school, which is 10 miles away. Hi to Chef Kim. Have a great weekend, everybody. Nancy. So Nancy sends her regards. From Dave in Vacaville. Good morning and happy Friday, Mac. Today's weather in beautiful Vacaville is 50 degrees, clear and sunny. Winds 8 to 14 out of the northeast. Hi, Cox. Where are you today? And here's a picture of something. It's out of the passenger side window looking at the clock tower that doesn't really look like the high school where Marty McFly made his living. All right. But anyhow, here's another one from Dave. It starts with, for Christ's sake, it must be nice to be Chris Cox. Well, I'm not going to tell you who this came from, but this just showed up in my, you know what? And this is, like I say, when I go talk, I always tell everybody, you know, I'm the coolest motherfucker here today. And then I say, not because I'm innately cool, which I kind of am, but because every day I get emails like the one I'm about to read you, right? That I, you know, that I and the people that help me have created. Mac, after listening for close to a year, I have finally been put in a position where I use some of your lessons about post-traumatic winning to help a friend after he stopped to assist a car accident about a week and a half ago. I asked how his day was because he was quieter than usual. He informed me that while driving in between offices, he was caught in traffic about 20 cars behind an accident and where a car had come from the other side of the road wrapped around a tree in a median. As he drove up, he noticed the driver outside the car and said, "Hey, man, are you doing all right? Do you need any help?" The man replied with, "Call 911. My son is in the car." He pulled in front of the car, grabbed the first aid kit that he keeps in his truck, and began to perform life-saving first aid on a 2-year-old little boy. A police officer happened to be driving by on his way to work when he was flagged down by a friend. He told the police officer to get an ambulance down there as soon as possible because the little boy was in pretty bad shape. After they were taken from the scene, he was back to work and he tried to stay in his office as much as possible. I'll be honest, I didn't know what to say as he told me all of what happened to the little boy and how hurt he was mentally, but I could tell that he was willing to talk, and that was enough for me to listen. The first thing I did was tell him about your helicopter story and told him, "You know you're never going to get over this, right?" I needed him to know that up front, that he is hurt, and that's okay. I began sharing the stories of Matt Kiker. And others who you have shared through Almarin Radio. And I reminded my friend that of all the people who could have stopped, I'm glad it was him. He's an infantry marine currently working in a bee billet. And he has the life-saving knowledge that ended up saving that little boy's life. He found out this week that the little boy is going to make it. And I can tell that even though he still hurts, he was able to have some semblance of closure. He has a video where he talks about it, and I'm sure he has a better way of telling it. So if you'd like it, or his contact info, let me know. And that comes from somebody in Wilson, North Carolina. You know, and any one of us can do it. That's the beautiful thing, what I love about this, right? It's a message that we all can take, and we can all help people. And, you know, what the guy who sent this, his name is Anthony. What Anthony did is he just changed somebody's life. And what's going to happen is that Marine who stopped for that little kid is going to use that experience and what Anthony has taught him, and he's going to change other people's lives. And so this thing that is so dark and so destructive and leads to suicide, right, does not have to be that way, man. It does not have to be that way. And you know what? Something has taken on a more prominent position in post-traumatic winning the longer I do this. And it is a video, right, that a rabbi that I use in it. And if you'll give me a second, I'll find it. And what the rabbi talks about is the way you look at stress, the way you look at adversity. And if you're willing to go, it's the lobster story for those of you that have heard it, right? Right? Now, what we can do is we can educate people and we can show them the path to looking at trauma, right? Looking at trauma a different way. And that's the beauty of all of this. And that you don't maybe need the medications for very long. And that not only can you can use this to live a good life, you can use this to live a great life. And here's the audio, right? And just insert trauma for stress when he's talking about
it. There's something I want to tell you about the stress and how we have to look at stress, okay? And I think it's an important thing because many people have told me from my lectures it's the one thing they remember, okay?
I think that when he says that is so funny. I mean, can you imagine when you go around lecturing and people say, there's one thing I remember that you say. But he says that. And the video, if you've never seen the video, if I can remember, I'll put it in the post today. But it's at Rabbi Abraham Twersky. And he's done a whole series of these little vignettes. And he talks about all kinds of different things. Love, he talks about, you know, this is talking about stress. But I will include this link if you want to watch the whole thing. And he's really funny because he looks like somebody out of Central Casting. You probably heard me say this before. While he's talking, he's adjusting his yarmulke, right? And but I want you to listen to the point he makes and think about if that this is what post-traumatic winning does. It seeks to turn that hole in your life that trauma creates into a trampoline. It seeks to turn that liability into an asset in your life. And that's not only what it seeks, that's what it does. And so here's the rabbi talking about.
I was sitting in a dentist's office and looked at an article that said, how do lobsters grow? Well, I don't care how lobsters grow. But I was interested in it. And it points out that a lobster is a soft, mushy animal that lives inside of a rigid shell. That rigid shell does not expand. Well, how can the lobster grow? Well, as the lobster grows, that shell becomes very confining. Right? And the lobster feels itself under pressure and uncomfortable. It goes under a rock formation to protect itself from predatory fish, casts off the shell, and produces a new one. Well, eventually, that shell becomes very uncomfortable as it grows, right? Back under the rocks. Good. And the lobster repeats this numerous times. The stimulus for the lobster to be able to grow is that it feels uncomfortable. Right? Now, if lobsters had doctors, they would never grow. Because as soon as the lobster feels uncomfortable, goes to the doctor, gets a Valium, gets a Percocet, feels fine. Never cuts off its shell. So I think that we have to realize is that we have to realize that times of stress are also times that are signals for growth. And if we use adversity properly, we can grow through adversity.
How about that? How about if you read the same script and said, and if we use trauma properly, we can grow through trauma? Same shit applies. And so, you know, I always say when one of the reasons I continue to listen to Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl is that I hear different things as I grow myself from the experiences that I have. You know, I think the version I just did on Wednesday of post-traumatic winning is by far the best one I've ever done. And it's because I've, you know, how the ideas flow, how they sequence, how they logically dovetail off each other, how now there's data plugged into them, you know, so it's all very cool. But again, when you listen to what that rabbi says, right, that's what we can do with trauma, right? And in my opinion, trauma is the source of so much suicide in our country. And we can turn that around. We can. And you're just reading what Anthony did, you know, listens to the program, turns around and the opportunity presents himself and he looks at him and says, you know, you're never going to get over this, right? The root of that was September of 1993 when Mike Gunning walked up to me and said that. The root of that, what begat that was his experiences in the late 70s on Okinawa, where he had a first sergeant tell him that. And so this whole oral tradition, right, passed down through generations, right, is no bullshit. It's the most beautiful thing about our tribe in the Marine Corps, right? And we can teach other people to do this, right? And the fact that, you know, he shared Matt Kiker's story, you know, and I'll forward this to, you know, I'll clean up names and stuff like that. And I'll forward this to my gunny and say, hey, man, I just want you to know that, you know, as Maximus says, what we do in life echoes in eternity. Yeah, that's an awesome quote by Maximus. But it's true. What my gunny told me that day echoes, right, through post-traumatic winning in life and touches other people's life. And Anthony used it to change somebody's life who will, without a doubt, because it will provide them comfort, he will use it at some point to change somebody else's life. And so it goes. Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. And that's like, that's just a snapshot. This thing falls into my lap right 13 minutes ago. So, Anthony, first of all, well done, bro. Well done. Awesome. It is our responsibility to do this for other people, to ease their pain, to change their life, and to make it better. And I'm going to tell you, it is the coolest shit going. So we're going to check the news here. And it's already been an awesome morning, right? It already has. So don't touch that dial. More of All Mean Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
Hundreds of thousands of veterans have taken off their uniforms and put them away, carefully packed and safely stowed. But for some veterans, the uniform isn't so easily removed. The emotions experienced while serving continue to weigh on them. Life after service is different. Many veterans find transitioning difficult, and daily life is no longer as enjoyable as it once was. Some feel overwhelmed and lost. But that uncertainty doesn't take away from their strength and courage, nor does it take away from the sense of duty veterans carry with them. The transition from service is different for everyone. If you are a veteran going through a difficult time, or know one who is, the power of one person, one connection, one act of compassion can make a difference. For free 24/7 confidential support, call the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1. Or visit veteranscrisisline.net.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
Hi. I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Things I've seen.
You know, one of my favorite things to do is listen to loud music. I was doing that last night when I was working. Me, Jack, and Joe. Making promises I'll soon forget. She's paying us a lace of her wedding gown. But I left her standing before love came to town. Ran to what you've done when I had a kid to scream. This song's awesome. Here's my playlist from last night. Right? I really like this song. Right? It's guy by a guy named Louis Capaldi. It's called Someone You Love. Yeah. Someone You Love. It starts like this. Okay, here you go.
I'm going on during this time. I fear there's no one to save me.
He's going under.
This all or nothing really got away. You're driving me crazy. I need somebody to hear.
I could picture Napa Man singing this. Playing the piano, right? Eyes closed.
Somebody to hold. It's easy to say.
Got great range in his voice.
I guess I kinda like the way you numbed all the pain. Now the day bleeds into nightfall. And you're not here to get me through it all. I let my guard down. And then you pull. I was getting kinda used to being someone you love. I'm going under in this time I feel.
Yeah, you didn't know I could sing, but you did, right? Yeah, but this song is awesome, loud.
Loving, go be sleeping without you. I need somebody to know. Somebody.
And you know, I mean, Napa Man, he's a singer, man. You know he's got it like all going on in the face, head whipping around. Right? And this guy goes like soft voice. Now he goes big voice.
Now the day bleeds into nightfall.
Okay, so that's there's six songs on my playlist from last night. This is the next one, Ed Sheeran.
Anything she needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seagull, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me. Cross me, cross me. If you anything she needs, she can call me.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, that's my seagull, that's all me. Just know if you
this is like cool guy music.
Cross me, cross me.
This is Ed Sheeran. It's called Cross Me, featuring Chance the Rapper and P&B Rock. Both of them. Making your commute a little bit better here on your music mother of the internet. Yeah. KFRC 610.
So if you hear up, I'm a lady, just know that she ain't the one to play with.
Oh, no.
Anything she needs, she can call me. Don't worry about it, that's my seed, oh, that's all me. Just know if you cross her, then you cross me, cross me, cross me. If you cross her, then you cross me.
Now, my favorite part's coming up, so we gotta listen to that.
Close, yeah, and I think that you should know that. If you cross her,
anything she needs, she can call me.
You cross me,
that's my seed, oh, that's all me.
So come on.
I'm not sure if the next part is Chance the Rapper or P&B Rock.
You ain't messing with no other man. Now what you not gonna do is stand there across from me like you got kung fu. That's their crust arm running your mouth like a faucet. But you don't know that my girlfriend doing CrossFit. Kung pop hit your with a cross kick. Pulling air out, wear out, you exhausted. No, she gonna slide anytime you keep a little blade up.
Hey, cross kid, hey!
No one say hi to me without her. Better pay your respect.
The queen.
Better do that without a flirt. Gotta respect the HBIC.
HBIC is head bitch in charge.
If you still wanna be friends with me.
So if you cross her, then you cross
All right, so that's it, Sharon. Then this is Gwen Stefani singing Used to Love You. This is about her, the love of her life, kicking her to the curb, and then she met what, Blake Shelton. She went for the upgrade. Gwen Stefani, and then this kind of doesn't really belong, but I like the song. It's Ariana Grande. She's kind of not a great person, but I like her voice in it. Yeah, here. Okay, and then this from Post Malone. Yeah, this has an E for explicit language. Uh-oh. It's called Rockstar. Features 21 Savage. Now, I heard this song. I think Post Malone is like a white Jewish dude. Yeah, his airplane had some trouble, and they put a picture of him on the news. And I said, "Who's that?" They're like, that's Post Malone. I said, "What?" It's a white guy with tattoos on his face. This is a big song too. And you know it's got to be good if they're dropping the F-bomb. Shit was legendary through a TV out the window of the montage. Cocaine on the table, liquor pouring, don't give a damn. Don't your girlfriend is so groovy, she just trying to get in. Saying I'm with this is the refrain, it's pretty good. Hey, now she acting out of pocket, trying to grab up on my pants. 100 bitches in my trailer, said I ain't got a man. I've been fucking hoes and popping pillies, man. I feel just like a rock star. All right, that's rock star. And then this is Kendrick Lamar, in case you're not a fan. I like this song, too. And it's really good loud. And I don't know the girl who sings with Kendrick Lamar on this, but she's got an awesome voice. Here's an email. Mac, are you actually going through your playlist? I think I am. When you have a radio show, guess what? You could do it too. I want you to hear her voice, and then we'll do the top five stories in Early Bird today. And then we'll get the chef on and see what's going on with his ass. Her voice, man. I love her voice. All right, there's Kendrick Lamar. He's got kind of a weird voice, but he's great. He's a great artist. Email, which battle, which war? Hey, Mac, I wanted to pose this to you for a while when you have time to answer. As an officer or a grunt, which war would you have wanted to serve and which specific battle and why? Me? I mean, Iwo Jima. Yeah, I just, you know, to me, it's a quintessential Marine battle. And we were talking yesterday. I don't know why I've been fascinated by that battle, but I mean, I have. And to me, it's what the Marine Corps is ultimately all about. And that when it gets difficult, you know, as a corporation, you know, we tighten our belt, we set our jaw, and we say, let's go. In this relentless pursuit, right? In this relentless pursuit of things that we love and things that we believe in. And so I, you know, if I could, I mean, I would, you know, I would want to, if you allowed me, remember the show, The Time Tunnel? If you allowed me to do Time Tunnel, I would want to train with, be a part of the either the 3rd, 4th, or 5th Division as I got ready for the battle on Iwo Jima. And I would want to be a part of that. So it's an interesting question. You know, I'll pose that to Jeff and Tim. And I'd be curious to see what they would say. As I said, Chef actually chimed in. The Chef, he's connected already, so he's ready to go. Let me just do the top 5 stories in Early Bird. And we'll take a break. We'll get the Chef on. We'll find out what he's got going. Get an update on his hockey team and whatever else. Whatever other craziness is going on in his life. Top 5 stories in Early Bird. Number 1, DOD Policy Chief John Root is forced out, potentially as part of the fallout from the Ukraine military aid issue, which is at the center of President Donald Trump's impeachment. Let me tell you, I mean, political appointees, it's politics, man. And if you get on the wrong side of politics, then politicians do what they do, right? And Donald Trump, no different. And that's how the game gets played. So, number 2, ship seizures include relatively new Iranian surface-to-air missile bound for Houthi rebels in Yemen. Again, this story's been got in the news. You saw a video last week of sailors boarding, you know, kind of wooden ships with sails on them that either come out of Iranian ports or rendezvous with Iranian vessels on the high seas, transfer weapons to them, and then attempt to get to Yemen. So, which is how the weapon smuggling business works, how the coal smuggling business works up in North Korea. So the United States Navy, your Navy on guard. Yeah, well done, boys and girls. Number 3, how the Navy wants to fix its woefully antiquated computer systems. The Navy's information technology is antiquated and unable to provide sailors, Marines, and civilians with basic resources that any private sector employee with a computer can access, according to a report issued Wednesday by the Sea Service. Well, a lot of times there's reasons for that, right? Your basic resources provided to the civilian sector don't have to be locked up and segregated from everybody else in the world. So I'm not saying, I'm just saying, it's not as easy as that. Number 4, as more border wall goes up, troops could start heading home. Already talked about that yesterday, I think. And then there's the story that was written about Woody Williams, Marine, on Iwo Jima, Medal of Honor recipient. And Woody's still alive and kicking. And if you didn't listen to the program on Wednesday, on the 19th, go to the post and click on the post and look. Inside the post, you'll see a half a dozen links to different interviews that we've done. And so in there, you'll see the interview with Woody Williams. He goes around the nation with his foundation and creates memorials at cemeteries to Gold Star families. So he's still doing good things. But the headline is, if fear takes over, you become useless. And he talks about the Battle of Iwo Jima that he participated in 75 years ago this month. So those are the top 5 stories in the Early Bird. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the one and only All Marine Radio head chef joins us like he does every Friday next. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio coming up on this fine program. Next, right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.